107.7 FM, W299 CD, Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. 10 weeks to the election, the presidential candidates back out on the campaign trail. Vice President Harris and her running mate Tim Walz heading out this week on a multi-state bus trip. Former President Trump will also be in battleground states.
Trump ramping up his campaigning to counter Harris's rise. Her campaign reporting they've raised more than $500 million in just over a month, with the most donations pouring in the hour after her acceptance speech at the Democratic National Convention on Thursday night. Harris striking a moderate tone, trying to appeal to independents.
ABC Selena Wang. Mr. Trump was at Arlington National Cemetery today, where he took part in a wreath laying to mark 3 years since the U.S. left Afghanistan. The CDC has confirmed cases of the mosquito-borne West Nile virus in more than 36 states. There's extreme heat today across much of the Midwest. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Trial begins today for one of three central Wisconsin men accused of beating another man to death in Stevens Point this spring. Arlen Sangster faces one count of reckless homicide. Prosecutors say the victim was Donald Mitchell, who confronted Sangster and the two others while they were rummaging through his pickup. Momentum in the race for president has shifted since a month ago, and Republicans were talking about expanding their ground game.
Those days are over. We're back to the core seven battlegrounds in the Congressional District of Nebraska.
That's Kamala Harris campaign advisor David Plouffe. He spoke with WISN-TV's Up Front. Republican strategist Bill McCosh tells the program Donald Trump needs to talk about issues that work for him best.
Inflation, gas prices, rent prices, those grocery prices, and the border.
Both agree Wisconsin will be critical to the outcome. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRCE News, I'm Tim Thied. The National Weather Service has issued an excessive heat warning for the area from this afternoon until early evening. Dangerously hot conditions with heat indices up to 110 degrees are expected. Heat-related illnesses increase significantly during extreme heat and high humidity events. Precautionary and preparedness actions include drink plenty of fluids, stay in an air-conditioned room, stay out of the sun, and check up on relatives and neighbors, especially the elderly and those with disabilities. You also should be sure to not leave young children and pets in unattended vehicles. You also should be sure to not leave young children and pets in unattended vehicles. Car interiors will reach lethal temperatures in a matter of minutes. Expect hot and humid conditions until Wednesday, when high temperatures are predicted to be in the low to mid 80s.
The Brewers get ready for the Giants. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers return from their West Coast trip to host the San Francisco Giants tomorrow night in Milwaukee. The Crew losing to the A's 4-3 on Sunday. Starting pitcher Frankie Montas giving up all four runs in the fourth inning. Pat Murphy.
The credit goes to the A's. You know, he was had the same stuff. He just threw balls in the middle of the plate and they hit it.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers installing the game plan for their first game Friday night when they host Western Michigan. The NFL deadline to reduce rosters from 90 to 50 is 3 o'clock tomorrow. On defense, linebacker Aaron Mosby had a forced fumble and an interception against the Ravens Saturday and now waits for that phone call.
Decompress, try to go find you something to do, keep your mind off of that day. You don't want to think about it too much, you know, just because you don't want to get yourself down and things like that. But on the other side, you want to think about it just because if you do make the team, it's go time. Then, you know, we got Brazil coming up next Thursday.
That's Packers linebacker Aaron Mosby. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Scorching hot today with high heat and humidity. An excessive heat warning is in effect as temperatures soar to the upper 90s. It'll be feeling like 111 degrees. Then, strong to severe thunderstorms push in overnight, packing the threats of high wind and heavy downpours. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 86.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Crude and Dom.
Dom and Crude return on Monday after doing double duty at the DNC last week. They'll have a recap of the convention as well as analysis of all the events that happened over the weekend.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6. News from the Center, WRCE.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh. It is Monday, August 26, 2024. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 12 noon from Lake Superior to Lake Michigan, Green Bay to the old Mississippi River, and all points in between. We welcome you in to a brand new week. Mr. Zommers, our producer and engineer, the final week in August. Can you believe it?
I can. It's been a month.
I can't believe it. I mean, summer's over.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I can believe it just because of all the conventions and events and things like that. Just made it go by so quickly.
It's just bada bing, bada boom, and it's gone. I mean, it's a big week this week. We've got some places already going back to school. Others are gearing up to go back next week after Labor Day.
My niece already started first grade.
Really? Fantastic. Congratulations to her. We've got sports going on. We'll talk about that. It's crazy. I mean, I cannot believe that this coming weekend is Labor Day weekend. it's just crazy how fast it's gone. But really? We'll talk a lot. And also, by the way, hot as Hades today. In all seriousness, lots of excessive heat watches and warnings out for the majority of the state. If you know someone who does not have air conditioning, and in particular, if they're an elderly person, an older person, or somebody with health conditions, give a check on them today. Just make sure they're doing okay, because it is very, very hot. It is dangerously hot in some places. You do not want to be out in the sun. And remember to hydrate. And
as David, I was just going to say that.
As David Letterman likes to say, before I do it, anytime you see me, your radio, or you can't see me on radio, but you can imagine, or your streaming host on the variety of streaming platforms that we have, anytime you see me take a drink of a liquid here, enjoying a beverage, it's a great opportunity for you, the home listener and viewer, to have a home beverage as well. So here we go. Good, clean Culligan water.
This
sip of water has been brought to you by Culligan. Hey, Culligan man, making water great since 1957. I'm not sure, but wouldn't that be great if they were a sponsor of the show? We could say that.
Maybe. Well, I mean, I do drink a lot of their water every day.
And it's fantastic stuff. I know their ad guy, Bill Kennedy. Maybe we can talk to Bill. Maybe we can get Culligan as a fine sponsor of the program.
Slap some logos up behind us.
Right. Powered by Culligan Water. How about that?
I sure am.
I, me too. 9 minutes past the hour of 12 news. A big show today. Going to talk a little bit about over the weekend. Lara Trump saying that they're going to stop illegal citizens from voting. Which, of course, if you're a citizen, you can vote. If you're not, you can't. There's no such thing as an illegal citizen. So we'll talk about
resident,
that.
Maybe.
Well, not even that. If you're a permanent resident.
That's true. If you're considered a resident, yeah.
J.D. Vance saying he is not sorry for his childless cat lady comments. We'll have that coming up a little bit later as well. Move-in day around many campuses this week. Things are getting wacky. We have some Barstool sports video from here at the Madison campus. A couple of dads, it looks like, got out and started fighting in the street. It is road rage. I'm telling you, I drove back from the Democratic National Convention on Friday. I don't know that I've ever had a worse drive between Chicago and Madison than I did on Friday. It was jam-packed construction. It was packed from downtown Chicago all the way to Pert near Janesville. And at one point, I kid you not, on the main interstate, just north of Chicagoland, or Chicago proper, you had a dude in the left lane who, in my opinion, was just being judicious, and my mother would love him because he was leaving about three car lengths between him and the guy ahead of him so as to not rear-end him or whatever. Well, the guy behind him was laying on his horn and tailgating this poor guy and was doing this for about a mile and honking until finally the guy who was just leaving the extra room stopped and got out of the car, and it was on the interstate.
Like, if you're the extra three car lengths is not going to make you get there any faster in a jam.
People, just chill out. Enough of the road rage.
We're all going the same direction.
I'm like, I had to follow one guy a couple of weeks, you know this, about a month ago or so here in Madison. Same situation.
Well, there, you were not instigating the fight.
No,
again,
no. I was just watching it.
He was calling the cops to stop the fight.
That's right. We'll also talk today about ER visits. So we've talked about this before. Appropriate today. ER visits for mental health are up in hot weather. And also the influencer convention. Democratic National Convention, the first time, the entire week, streamed using vertical video on TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube. We'll talk about these non-traditional media forms and ask you, where do you get your news? Where do you get your media? And coming up a little bit later, this is fantastic. Luke Mathers has dug down into his leather satchel, hand-oiled with artificial mink oil, and pulled out for us six Milwaukee Brewer tickets today.
I know.
For the game tomorrow night, Brewers at home tomorrow night, and they take on the San Francisco Giants. Game time 7:10 p.m. broadcast across Civic Media stations at 6:35 p.m. What we're going to do is chop these up into pairs of tickets. We're going to give away three pairs. That's two. Three pairs of tickets to the Brewers tomorrow night, a little bit later on in the show. And if you want to make sure that you're ready to go, dial up the new film coming out September 13th called Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 World Series Milwaukee Brewers. We've had Kelly Call and Sean Harnish on the program. Hope to get them back again before the actual big premiere. Or the trivia, so to win tomorrow, these are tickets for tomorrow night's Brewers game, but we're going to ask you about the Brewers movie Just a Bit Outside. The answer will revolve around that. So just be prepared for that coming up a little bit later. Speaking of sports, Mr. Zommers, sports are back. Week zero got underway with college football this weekend, and our own Wisconsin Badgers, a rare Friday night game coming up this Friday, August 30th. Broadcast starts at 6 p.m. Game time, I think, a little after 7:30, somewhere. Western Michigan in town, and I believe, if I have my memory correct, that is the former school of the Flexter, P.J. Fleck, who is now at Minnesota. The Flexter started out at Western Michigan. They'll be in town.
I did not know that.
They'll be in town against Wisconsin. You can hear that game on beautiful Amory, WLAK up on Amory. Also in Wisconsin Rapids on WFHR, WRJN, Racine and Kenosha. And the old hometown, WRCE in Richland Center. Badger football starts this Friday.
6 p.m. broadcast start. And then the Packers. This is the Packers, Mr. Zalmers. They had a nice win yesterday over the Ravens in preseason, last preseason game. The Packers start a week later on Friday, September 6th. The Philadelphia Eagles will be at, it should be at Lambeau Field, but they're playing the game in Brazil.
Oh, it is the first one.
The
first
one in Brazil. It's a 5 p.m. broadcast on Friday, September 6th, the Packers in Brazil. And I'm very excited to announce this. I haven't had a chance to talk to you about it. That Friday, we're going to be doing our show from São Paulo, Brazil. We're going to be coming
to you. Really?
We're going to be coming to you live from Brazil.
Is that so?
No, it's not. But wouldn't that be great if it was?
I was going to say, who's paying for that? That sounds very expensive.
I put the request in. It was denied. However, the good leadership folks at Civic did offer to pay for a Brazilian wax.
Are you taking them up on that?
Before the game. I haven't decided yet. So we'll see. Anyway, it's all very exciting. And again, we're going to give away 6 tickets to Milwaukee Brewers coming up here a little bit later on in the show, so be aware of that. Want to start with breaking news, though, here. And, let's first, we have breaking news out of Reedsburg, Wisconsin, by the way, on, it's just an unfortunate situation. And I want to go through this and explain it. But first, let's go to Gary in Sussex. Gary calling in, talking about road rage. Gary, always a pleasure. Now, have you experienced this? It seems like there's been an uptick in the road rage lately, at least that which I have seen.
Well, you know, I'm kind of a principled conservative, so I don't get mad.
I like that. All right. Very good. Very good.
Yeah. Okay. But the point that I'm making, did you ever see the movie with Russell Crowe, Unhinged?
I have not.
Okay. If you ever saw that movie, you would never be involved in road rage again, ever.
Really?
Yes. That movie was perfect. You have to rent it.
All right.
And if any of your listeners are out there, you need to sit there and watch that movie with Russell Crowe, Unhinged. It is terrifying.
A month ago, I saw in Madison here, I was a witness to it. I followed the guy and called into the cops of a road rage incident, which ended up in fisticuffs in the middle of the road and a guy hit another guy with their vehicle. Then, like I said, I was coming back from Chicago on the interstate and some doofus kept tailgating this other guy and honking the horn incessantly until the guy stops and get out. And it's another like fisticuffs in the middle of the interstate. And now over the weekend here in Madison, a couple of dads are trying to move their kids into the dorms, and one guy gets out and starts wailing on the other guy. I mean, what is up with this?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Right?
So, yeah.
And you never know when the other dude or other person might have a knife or a gun these days. You don't know.
Yeah, well, I have a gun in my truck. I got a concealed carry permit, but I can tell you, I'd never use it unless I know that I'm getting beat up.
Right.
If you pull your gun out and point at somebody, you're going to jail.
Exactly. Exactly.
You will go to jail. You will lose your permit. You will go to jail. Even if you put your hand on your side where your gun is, you will be arrested and you'll have your permit taken away from you.
That's a great reminder, Gary, to all the folks out there in Wisconsin that do have concealed carry permits, that if you go for that gun, you put your hand on it, you draw it, you're going to jail.
Yeah.
So that's a great reminder.
You can save some person from being beaten up, but you can't with a fist. You can't shoot somebody. The guy has to have a bat or some type of pipe or something. You know.
Appreciate the call, Gary. Thank you so very much, Gary in Sussex. When we come back, some breaking news from Reedsburg, Wisconsin, Sauk County in Southwest Wisconsin. Why a bunch of kids are missing their high school football games? And what does it say about us as society at large? Back after this, it's the All Ball Show on Civic Media.
This is news from the Center, WRCE.
Law enforcement across Wisconsin is speaking out in support of Tammy Baldwin for U.S. Senate. Listen to Sheriff Kurt Fell of Rock County.
Every day we battle illegal drugs coming into our community, and we know the attacks on Tammy Baldwin are not true.
Sheriff Jeff Scatroot of Greene County.
Tammy's working with law enforcement to stop the flow of fentanyl.
And Sheriff Calvin Barrett of Dane County.
She brought Democrats and Republicans together to crack down on the drugs coming from China and Mexico, giving us more tools to fight drug smugglers.
It's Tammy Baldwin, who stood with the Border Patrol on border security. She supported the strongest border security bill in decades.
And Tammy voted 32 times to strengthen the border. She's fighting the flow of people and fentanyl coming across the border.
It's Tammy Baldwin I trust.
I trust.
I trust to help us keep Wisconsin safe.
I'm Tammy Baldwin running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tylo Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along. It is 20 now past the hour of 12 noon on a very steamy, very steamy Monday, August 28th, 2024, 20 past the hour of 12. Excessive heat warnings, that is completely serious for today. Heat indexes well over 100 degrees in much of the state today. So just stay in an air-conditioned place. Make sure you're drinking lots of liquids, in particular water, Gatorade, that sort of thing. And check on those that may be older or having health problems to make sure that they're okay today. Want to get to this breaking news story, and this is from WISC Channel 3 in Madison, Wisconsin, on their website, channel3000.com, the CBS affiliate here. Although this has been percolating for a few days. And a week ago or so, the Reedsburg Area School District, Reedsburg High School, announced that they would be essentially forfeiting their first two high school football varsity games. And not a lot of details were given other than it would involve allegedly some members of the high school in an incident that was being investigated. That's what we knew. And there were a lot of things going on online and Facebook and that sort of thing. And, you know, you want to be careful how you report things. But now here late this morning, just around just before noon, it is now broken here from Channel 3000 in Madison. 9 Reedsburg juveniles cited for Amish harassment. Reedsburg, Wisconsin, for those of you who do not know, is in southwest Wisconsin, just south and a little west of Wisconsin Dells in Sauk County. That's where Reedsburg is at. I know it well. Not too far from Richland Center, my former boss, Dale Schultz, his assembly and Senate districts have always included Reedsburg. I have campaigned there for myself in one of my 2 losing state assembly races. Reedsburg, a great community. Great community. But here now from Channel 3000, 9 juveniles from the Reedsburg area were cited for disorderly conduct after reports of harassing behavior towards the Amish community, according to a release from the Sauk County Sheriff's Department. People were alerted to the harassment August 11th. Police were alerted on August 11th and made contact with a vehicle suspected to be involved. This comes on the heels of Reedsburg High School canceling the football team's 2 games due to unspecified conduct by the players. Sauk County Sheriff Chip Meister said he could confirm that some of the juveniles cited for disorderly conduct are members of the Reedsburg High School football team. He did not know if all of them are, unquote. That is the news release coming out moments ago from Channel 3000 here in Madison. Talked to a few people on the ground here, and here's what I can tell you from, again, not necessarily confirmed reporting, but fairly certain based on my reporting and talking to people in the community. Apparently what happened is that several members of the varsity high school football team in Reedsburg had some sort of an ill-thought-through, ill-conceived plan, kind of a hazing type of rite of passage thing where one of the things on the list was to harass an Amish family. And allegedly, one family in particular was targeted. Fireworks or whatnot were thrown outside the house to harass and scare the family. And these young men, apparently all young men, boys, have been charged with, I said, disorderly conduct. I also want to hasten to add that my sources tell me that the Reedsburg community, like I say, which I know well, not too far from my hometown of Richland Center, the Reedsburg community is putting together, and if the details are not made official yet, they will be, about a community benefit for this family. If you are from Southwest Wisconsin or spend any time there, particularly Reedsburg, Hill Point, Loganville area, you will know that the Amish community is integral to that area of the state. Lots of Amish farms, cabinet makers, woodcrafters, lots of vegetable growers. These are the people that you see bringing in vegetables to the farmers market. Some of them sell them at their roadside stands. And I've had over the years the opportunity and pleasure to get to know many of the Amish. And they're wonderful folks, peace-loving folks who contribute to their community. And they're unique because of their particular religion and not believing in using electricity and living in what we might call an old-fashioned way. But they don't hurt anybody else. And as Tim Walz, governor of Minnesota, has been made a fond saying, mind your own damn business. The Amish do that and contribute to the community. And it's so unfortunate that these kids chose the Amish to harass. But again, and I'm not, I believe in taking responsibility for one's actions. But to me, this is a larger discussion about hate in America, about singling out people who don't look like, act like, or live exactly like us or like you. I've driven around the state a lot this summer. And some, not all, some of the Donald Trump signs that are up say vote Trump to keep women, or pardon me, to keep men out of women's bathrooms. Again, to target individuals that might not be like you and to instill unfounded fear in people and drive wedges for political purposes. The Republican nominee has, on many occasions, you'll recall when he mocked a disabled reporter, physically putting his hands a certain way and a face and gesture, that sort of thing. At the Democratic National Convention, online people, one of whom works for a radio station in Milwaukee, understand he got at least a one-day suspension on the air. Should have gotten more, in my opinion. For tweeting out and attacking Governor Tim Walz' son, Gus, who has a neurological disorder, has communication and verbal challenges. And he got very emotional seeing his dad. And he started crying. He stood up and he said, that's my dad. And the right, the mega right, has taken this opportunity to make fun of him and to say that's not what a real man is. And when Jay Weber at WISN in Milwaukee got caught, basically, he took down the original post, called the governor's son a word that rhymes with witch, and then had an apology, which then he took down his apology. And I've said this since 2016, when Trump first ran, as someone who worked my whole life in politics. I said, if that guy gets elected, it's going to affect our kids, because whether or not you actually realize it and put it together, whether the kids realize it, we take our cues from our leaders. When the leader of your country plays on hate and makes fun of people, that will trickle down. Come back and take your phone calls. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842 is the Todd Allball Show for Monday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
News from the Center, WRCE. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
We're in for a hot one today. Wisconsin's heat advisory means it might feel like 100 or more degrees in some areas of the state thanks to the humidity. Remember that if you're hot, so are your animals. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Monday. Grace Larson is a graduate student at UW-Madison working with calves. She says the heat's impact on calves goes beyond what's visible to you and me.
One of my lab mates, Dr. Bethany Dedosen, identified in some studies that there's a decrease in milk intake and an increase in thermoregulatory behavior, meaning that they're trying to kind of get more comfortable and they're not comfortable as they are. So with the decrease in intake, they are more at risk to develop diseases and to have stunted growth just because they're not getting the nutrients that they need. So the other thing that we've seen is that there's invisible impacts, which is kind of our new term. We're calling them the hidden impacts of heat stress. And that's stuff that, you know, we're seeing more internally than stuff that you can see with the eye.
Grace Larson at UW-Madison recommends using fans if you have calf hutches, if you have calves in pen settings. She says to treat them like your cows and give them fans and soakers. We'll take a look at midday commodity prices next.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. And remember, if you don't enter, you can't win. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
All right, team, pay attention to this game film about Pioneer brand Plenish high oleic soybeans. See here? When dairy farms grow Plenish soybeans for their cows,
they have lower overall feed costs.
Good eye, Jake.
And they maximize milk fat production.
So they increase the return on their investment.
Well, let that be a lesson to you. For lower feed costs and higher milk fat and dairy cows, what do we plant?
Pioneer brand Plenish high oleic soybeans.
Learn more at pioneer.com/happycows.
Fluid milk is seeing a rally midday on a Monday. The September Class 3 milk contract is trading up 27 cents at $22.06 a hundredweight. The October Class 3 milk contract is up 35 cents at $22.65. Corn is moving lower. Cash corn down 4.5 cents at 3.63 1/4. December new crop corn down 3 3/4 cents at 3.87 1/4. Soybeans are seeing strength. Cash beans up 2 cents at 9.54 a bushel. November new crop beans are trading up a penny at 9.74 a bushel. And cash and new crop wheat is trading down 6 cents at 4.96 1/4. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Scorching hot today with high heat and humidity. An excessive heat warning is in effect as temperatures soar to the upper 90s. It'll be feeling like 111 degrees. Then, strong to severe thunderstorms push in overnight, packing the threats of high wind and heavy downpours. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 88 degrees.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Gwyneth Paltrow, she has a company called Goop. You remember that project she sold? She found a way to bottle her the scent of her privates.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. That's a little pretentious. That's the last thing I would want to inflict on the population. Hey, everybody. Here's Pete's crotch. Line up. You can get it fresh here at the farmer's market, or you can buy it in aisle 4.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel entertainment reporter Chris Foran joins the show to talk movies and TV. And Wisconsin native comedian Mary Mack joins the show to talk about her tour of the state.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show for a Monday, August 26, 2024. Mrs. Zahmer is on the board. It's 34 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Glad to have you along. Milwaukee Brewer tickets. Remember, these are club-level seats. They ain't no small thing. This is a big deal. Club-level seats. Six tickets on the line. Going to give them away a little bit later in the show. If you could answer some trivia questions, they will pertain to the brand new movie called Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. Coming up very shortly, so be aware of that. Also, a programming note of sort, or call a note. If you're calling in, just remember you cannot block your number. We don't take blocked numbers. So if you have your phone set up and it doesn't show your number, just unblock it and give us a call, and we will take it. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go to L.A. Tom, holding in Los Angeles, California. Tom, appreciate you holding, talking before the break here about this breaking news story, courtesy of Channel 3000. Nine Reedsburg juveniles reportedly on the Reedsburg varsity football team have been cited for harassing an Amish family. What say you?
Well, I say this is all part of Project 2025. I say that this is the start of it. I hope everybody wakes up. I would love everyone to watch Handmaid's Tale on Hulu, because that's what we're looking at in terms of our future if we get a Trump administration in power. Also, I think that the parents should stand behind the authorities and say, yes, you know what? One, throw my child in jail for at least a week or two for a hate crime, and tell them what a hate crime is. And two, that then they should be set up where they have to either work with the Amish or they have to work with other types of minorities that have done nothing, what I remember from living in Wisconsin, the Amish basically mind their own damn business.
Yes.
So for someone to go and start picking on them, just because of the fact that they're different, or, you know, they're a fun target to go after. I think these kids need to, and I think the parents need to stand behind it and say, you know what? Yeah, my kid belongs in jail for at least 2 weeks, because this can't be something where they just get away with this and, you know, they don't really think about their consequences. And, you know, and I'm so sick of people saying that, you know, so-and-so made a mistake. You ever notice that, Todd, whenever anyone, like, sleeps with someone? This goes for both sides of the aisle, by the way. They made a mistake. No, you make a choice. You make a choice to do something, whether that's sleeping around on your partner, whether that's, you know, doing whatever it is you do. You make a choice. You don't just, like, fall on top of someone. Oh, that's a mistake.
I guess I
made a conscious choice to do it.
I push back on a couple of things, Tom. One, I don't disagree. This is kind of the tenets of Project 25. But I would say this started long before Project 2025. I mean, I truly believe that when Trump got elected in 2016, to have the leader of your country make fun of people with physical and mental disabilities, to use racist remarks, you know the script. I don't have to say it to you. But I think this has been going on for a long time. So I don't think it's new at Project 2025. And I'm not
just
so,
saying that.
Go ahead.
Todd, what I'm saying is I just think it's going to be escalated that much more, because then you're going to have a king that's going to allow for this kind of stuff to happen and not have consequences for it.
I agree with you on that. And then quickly,
brown shirts.
I don't know. I mean, I guess to me, it's like, are these 17-year-olds about to turn 18, or are they 14 and 15-year-olds? And I think that locking them up, quote unquote, it's just going to anger them. I'm not sure if it's going to do anything for help them grow. I agree with your second point. And if I was the judge in this, I would sentence them to like 3 months of helping out on an Amish farm every weekend and learn how hard these people work and spend time with them and understand who they really are. And so I would kind of try to force, some hard labor, so to speak, but also understanding our neighbors, because I think that's what it's about. It doesn't matter. And you know this, my friend, it doesn't, you know, I'll talk about myself. You know, I found in my experience, in my life, as a man who happens to be gay, that When people know you as a person, when people know you as a teammate, when people know you as a neighbor, when people know you as a coworker first, by the time they figure out, you know, who you love, they really don't care. And so I think the more that we understand our fellow neighbor, and I use that in the larger social context sense, I think the better off we are. And so, yes, these kids made a choice. It was a stupid choice. I'm not ready to flush away their entire lives based on a stupid choice. I would rather see them grow as people and learn about their neighbor.
No, I am total agreement with you on that. Like I said, that's why I was saying only 10 days or whatever in jail, right, so they can see what the consequences of that is. But also, like you're talking about, get to know a certain different group.
I've been around Amish farms, and believe me, a couple of months working at an Amish farm will be a much stiffer penalty than sitting in a jail cell for 2 weeks. But appreciate you, Tom. Thank you so much. Got a lot of calls. Want to get to them in order. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Gene in Eau Claire. Gene, thanks for calling in. What's up?
Hi. I wanted to make a comment on what that guy said about
Gus Walls, Tim Walls' son.
Yes, his son. Yes, and you know, this is an alarming trend, and this is abusive behavior demonstrated by adults, and it's sickening. Mm-hmm. And going after kids, we've seen it with Van Orden, we've seen it with other Republicans, and also it seems to be a characteristic of a lot of those people running for office with an R after their name, you know, going after women, going after people with disabilities and that type of thing. So I'm really concerned about this, and I agree that Project 2025 is going to escalate this, and kids need appropriate role models. Mm-hmm. They see a goddamn felon in their parents supporting a felon. What in the devil messages is that sending to our kids? So that's my rant for the day. You have a good day. Thank you.
Never a rant. Bye. Always a pleasure, Gene. Thank you, Gene and Eau Claire, listening up there at WCFW, a great station up there in Northwest Wisconsin. No, it comes back to leadership. It comes back to who do our kids respect and what examples are being set. I'm not saying if somebody else had been president, this wouldn't have happened. But again, I think it's parenting. Also, you know, I don't want to read too much into this in Reedsburg. I don't know all the circumstances, but boy, I would think the head coach of that football team would have a lot to say to these players, and a much longer suspension than 2 games would seem to be in order. I mean, the coach has to set an example. Barry Alvarez would never, you know, stand for this kind of stuff. Bo Ryan never stand for this kind of stuff. Because when you're part of a team with a strong coach, you understand that you represent that team in the community, in the classroom. You're letting every other teammate down when you do actions like this. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Kevin, listening up on maybe Amory up there in beautiful St. Croix Falls. Thank you for calling in, Kevin. What's up?
How you doing today?
Doing great. Yourself?
Doing good. These kids that harass these Amish, when they have this benefit dinner to help out this Amish family, every single toy that these kids own will be at a garage sale. Their Xbox, their PlayStation,
right,
their bicycle, their cell phone, the TV in their bedroom, it's all gone. It goes to the Amish sale, and they do 1,000 hours on an Amish farm next summer.
Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot. I guess a really good idea. Again, Reedsburg community, from my understanding, is having a benefit for this Amish family that was harassed by these high school kids. I think that's a great idea. The parents should at least take away one of their most prized toys or possessions and donate it to the benefit auction or whatever they're doing. I like that a lot. Thank you so much. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Go up to WISS in Oshkosh, calling in from the beautiful town of Appleton, Wisconsin, home of the Timber Rattlers. Cindy, calling from Appleton. Cindy, thanks for calling. We'll see you.
Well, I'm in agreement with the people that are thinking 90 days of hard work at an Amish farm. I think that's a great idea. I've also said that every kid, once they graduate from high school, should have a mandatory 1 year of Peace Corps where they have to go over to a third world country and do something for a year, because this would change the attitudes and minds of so many young people. because we've got it made here. They are so spoiled, and they don't understand what they have. And yep. So, yep, I think those kids should have to go help out that Amish family. And like I said, every kid after they graduate should go for a year of Peace Corps.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I don't disagree, Cindy. Great call. Thank you so much. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Talking about this breaking news late this morning into the noon hour from channel3000.com. 9 Reedsburg juveniles cited for Amish harassment. Reedsburg, just south of Wisconsin Dells in Sauk County. Apparently, most, if not all, of these young men, boys, were on the varsity Reedsburg football team. The first two games have been canceled, or at least their boy or what's the word, Mr. Zomers? I'm looking for, not boycotting.
They're forfeited.
Thank you. I had a moment, a mad cow moment. Yes, they're forfeiting those first two games because they couldn't field enough. They couldn't field a team. So many guys on the team were a part of this. They couldn't field a team, Reedsburg. But allegedly here, 9 of the football players from Reedsburg Area High School went and threw firecrackers and whatever and harassed this Amish family at their house and have since been charged with citations for disorderly conduct. And talking about what leads to this and what should happen. 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to a text line. Chris, listening on WMDX in Madison, says, with regard to the Reedsburg situation there, where is it? There we go. That is learned behavior, Chris says. I wonder where those kids learned that awful behavior. That's the actual root of the problem. I agree. In addition to leadership politically, it's leadership at home. Let's see here. Pat, listening on WMDX in Watertown, you stole my thunder. They can cut some hay and stack it, from Pat. Well, yeah, absolutely. That's what I said. I don't know they should go to jail. I think they should have to work, you know, a couple, 3 months on this farm doing Amish hard labor. Also, let's see here. Chris saying, I also have a problem with having them work at an Amish farm. Imagine being a victim of something like this and having it be your problem to teach the perpetrators a lesson. Oh, good point. Good point, but I'm sure there'd be deputies there overseeing this.
I guess it would depend if they want that.
Right.
Or not.
And again, having known a lot of Amish in my lifetime, the elders of the Amish community are extraordinary people and understand teaching and understand forgiveness. It's in their religion. And I would think that they would that at least some people in the Amish community would say, you know what? This is an opportunity to teach these young men about who we are, what our lifestyle is, and the hard work that we do, and what we have here in the community. Also on WMDX says the Reedsburg football players need to be kicked off of the football team for this season, whether that would be a football event. They should be at an Amish farm working. The work Amish farm continues at a minimum through football championship games in November. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Karina, listening on WAUK in Waukesha. Karina in Milwaukee, what say you?
Hi, Todd. Well, you know what? If a powerful of world can come out on TV and start calling names and being such an obtuse and weird to other people, then and you have a Fox News and you have that journalist who's going after son, Walt's son. You not only showing that it's possible, it's not punishable. And for on top of everything, even a professional who's supposed to check and research the people you're talking about as a journalist, he just have excuses, lame excuses like Trump and everybody else. Oh, you didn't understand me. Oh, right. This is not right. What I mean. Oh, I didn't know. Do you really think we're idiots here?
No, you raised a great point, Karina. And I think it was L.A. Tom also brought this up earlier. These people that say, well, you know, we were misunderstood. It was only a joke. All these excuses. You understand if you go to someone's house and harass them, particularly when you target an Amish family, you know exactly what you're doing. Back with more calls. Don't forget Brewers tickets on the way. Stay in there. Stay in there, weather. Right back after this. It's the All Ball Show for Monday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is news from the Setter, WRCE.
It all starts with a question more than 75 years ago. Can hauling a fishing pole to the water hole be made easier? Bob and Bill Johnson find an answer, and the very first multi-section bamboo fishing pole is created. It's 1948. The brothers' invention also leads to the launch of St. Croix Rod Company in Park Falls, and it becomes the talk of the state. So do you know which fish is considered the prize catch in Wisconsin? Is it northern pike, bluegill, or walleye? The answer coming up. The St. Croix Rod Company continues to call Park Falls home, but now operates what is considered the most advanced facility in the country. The company offers more than 800 award-winning rods and reels, still being created as the answer to every angler's fishing question. So which fish is the prized catch? Walleye.
Yeah!
It's challenging to catch, delicious to eat. And this is not the one that got away, but is one true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tattle Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is Monday, August 26, 2024, 10 now before the hour of 1 o'clock. Stay tuned. Going to put it into next hour. Next hour, a Brewer ticket giveaway. These are not just your average seats. Going to give away 6 tickets next hour. 3 sets of 2. For the Milwaukee Brewers game tomorrow night, 7:10, first pitch at AM Fam Field in Milwaukee. The San Francisco Giants visiting Milwaukee. Should be a great game. We're going to give you a chance to win 3 sets of 2 tickets for that game in the club level seats. You'll have air conditioning up there in the concourse if you want to step in there and cool down. So don't worry about getting too hot. Your own concessions area and bathroom is from the club level. And the seats you're going to sit in, you can look right down into the Brewers dugout on the third base side. Great view of the huge scoreboard, and they are cushioned seats. 6 tickets next hour for the Brewers. Don't miss that. And by the way, the way to win it is to look up just a bit outside the story of the World Series, 1992 World Series Brewers, a new documentary movie coming out September 13th. Our question will revolve around that. Right now, we're talking about breaking news, Channel 3000 here in Madison. 9, Reedsburg. Reedsburg is a town 9,000-ish. Last time I checked, maybe getting close to 10. Just southwest of Wisconsin Dells, 9 Reedsburg juveniles cited for harassing an Amish family. Reportedly, most, if not all, of these individuals are part of the Reedsburg High School varsity football team, which has forfeited their first 2 games because they can't field a team because of so many of their players being involved in this, allegedly, where they threw out fireworks and whatnot to harass this family, now being charged with disorderly conduct. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. AJ calling in here in Wisconsin. Thanks for holding, AJ. What say you?
Hello. I'm hearing Amish would not let them work on her farm, so what they could do, and I'm always a lifetime Republican. I respect Amish because I live next to Amish.
Yeah,
but
me too.
But you could send 9 of those kids to any kind of big dairy farm.
Remember, we have to use appropriate language for FCC. I appreciate the call, but I agree with the point that I think that the value of hard work obviously is something that these individuals need to be reminded of. So I'm not sure. I mean, I know a lot of Amish myself, and they're wonderful people and peaceful people. That's the point. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Josh, listening in Bull Falls Radio, WXCO in Wausau, says the only mistake they made, these kids, was thinking that they were better than the Amish. They made a conscious choice. That's the point that one of our earlier callers made. And it's true, right? We all make mistakes in life. But if you're going to target an Amish family specifically because they're Amish and you have whatever you're going to use to harass them, and you go out there at night and you harass them, that's a conscious choice. Repercussions have to be made for that. But I would hope the repercussions, I hope it's a thoughtful judge that looks at this and says, okay, guys, you made a mistake, but I want you to learn from this. I want you to go and understand the value of hard work. I want you to understand and get to know who the Amish are and that they're wonderful people in our community. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. One more text on WMDX in Madison. Angie, listening down in beautiful Monroe, Wisconsin, in Greene County. Mr. Zommer is coming up next month in September. Cheese Days in Monroe will be there. Angie Monroe says the ex-president, all he does is call people names. Some kids think it's okay because of this. Sounds like bored kids to me. Community service is in order. Please keep the public informed about the fundraising. I like to go if I'm not working. We will do that. We'll check into that and see if we can get you the details of that Amish community support event. Let's go to Robert, listening on WAUK in Waukesha. Robert in West Allis, thanks for listening and calling. And Robert, we'll see you.
Hi. I don't know if it's possible for them to work on the farm. They definitely should learn about the Amish. Maybe it's writing a paper. Maybe it's educating themselves. But at the end of the day, I think they need to be held accountable. I think the coach and the school system should really talk about character. And I really don't think they should play for the year. I think any kid that got cut from that team, or maybe there's a kid in the JV squad that they're pretty good and they didn't quite make varsity. I think they should have to sit there and watch them play and for them to sit out the season. Let's stop, treating all their little kids. No, they knew exactly what they were doing. They need to be held account.
Yeah, I agree, Robert. Thank you so much. That aligns with the earlier text saying that these individuals, if they're charged and proven that you'll either plead guilty or charged in court and found guilty, that they shouldn't just lose their privileges to play football. They should lose their athletic extracurricular privileges for the year to send the message home. And some of the callers might be more in tune directly to Amish farms. I mean, I've known a lot of them, a lot of great people, the Amish, and maybe you're right. Maybe they don't want non-Amish working on the farm for whatever reason. But I think the judge should find a way to some manual labor. I believe one person to call you bale hay, right? My grandparents are dairy farmers. You want to know what real work is? Try baling hay on a day like today. Be back in the wagon, stacking it up. Or be in the barn, be in the haymow. Especially way up when it comes in and stack that. And you get done and you can literally wring water out of your jeans and your t-shirt. Did that when I was a kid. You learn what work is really, really quick. And my guess is the majority of these kids who allegedly did this to this Amish family don't understand hard work. But again, I want to make sure we also bring in the good news to this, that the Reedsburg area community is already planning a benefit for this Amish family. And to the listener's point, as soon as we have details of that, we will bring it to you. We will announce it. And we'll support it as best we can by trying to get people there to support the Amish community and to say, you know what? 9 Yahoo kids do not represent all of Southwest Wisconsin, do not represent Reedsburg, do not represent Sauk County, do not represent Wisconsin. Because as Trigvy Olson and I travel around finding out what makes Wisconsin great, part of that is the Amish, right? How many of us go to an Amish bakery, an Amish candy store, Amish peanut brittle? I mean, it's all fantastic, right? PJ on the YouTube says nothing beats the Amish bakery. You're absolutely right. And we will continue to support them. Come on back. We have Brewers tickets in hour number 2. Also going to talk about where you get your news. The Democrats use some innovative ways to have influencers at the convention. And your phone calls. It's the All Ball Show on Civic Media.
News from the Center, WRCE. Crute and Dom.
Dom and Crute return on Monday after doing double duty at the DNC last week. They'll have a recap of the convention as well as analysis of all the events that happened over the weekend.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRCE website at WRCE.fm, your news just for the Richland Center area. I'm Joanne Krulatz with WRCE News.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.